Phoenix FM here on Thursday at the Latitude Festival, joined by Chris from Every Can Counts.
Hi there. Yeah, we're a communications program working around the UK to promote drink can recycling outside of the home.
And you're here because, let's face it, at a festival, a lot of people tend to leave rubbish, and a lot of that is cans.
That's right. We see a lot of cans consumed at the festivals around the UK. We work with a lot of different festivals, and Latitude, we've been here for a few years now, and we just try to get the message across that your metal cans are endlessly recyclable, and it's a very valuable material, so we want people to make sure they go in the right bin when they're finished with them. Yeah.
And as a result, you've got competitions going on here. You're giving away sunglasses and all sorts of things as well. Everyone will have to pop by here, wouldn't they? I mean, you would, wouldn't you?
I'd recommend it, yeah, definitely. Yeah, we're giving away a pair of tickets to next year's festival, and we've got some freebies if people bring their cans to us to recycle. You know, we'll give them some sunglasses or things like that, you know, and just we try to make it as fun as possible to recycle your cans, yeah.
Absolutely, and the football and the old blow-up goal thing that's there next year as well.
Yeah, that's a speed competition, so how fast can you kick the ball? So, we encourage people to have a go on that. They can win some Amazon vouchers if they get the fastest kick, yeah.
Fantastic. And you're a charity, are you then?
We're a not-for-profit organisation.
Right.
So
a bit like ourselves. Phoenix Event, we're a not-for-profit organisation. And I mean, essentially, in some respects, you're a charity and everything else but name then, aren't you?
That's it, yeah. So, the organisation's called AluPro, the Aluminium Packaging Recycling Organisation. And Every Can Counts is one of our programmes that we use to get the message out there about metal recycling.
And you must be busy, because this can't be the only festival you're doing.
No, we have quite a busy events programme. We do work with Trek Drops, the cycling team as well, so we do a lot of cycling events. It's a busy time, but it's a great opportunity to engage with people about recycling. Yeah.
Must be rewarding as well, because you come to this festival, say, a few years ago, you might end up with a load of cans everywhere. You know, don't you, around here, it's going to be gleaming. There's not going to be one can around here at all.
Yeah, no, it's great to have a positive impact like that, for sure. Yeah, I mean, there's obviously a reason why we keep coming back, because, you know, we're making a difference, and it's great to be a part of it.
Now, you've got your details here. So you're on Facebook, you're on Twitter. If people want to find out more, everycancounts.co.uk is your web address.
Right, that's the website, yeah, so they can have a look on there. We also provide free resources if people want to start recycling in their office. We can send out collection boxes and liner sacks to help them get started. So they should have a look on the website for that.
And as well, I suppose, if people want to get more involved, I mean, do you have volunteer posts for festivals as well? Or is it oversubscribed?
We tend to go through different agencies for that. So we're kind of booked up for the summer, I think, on that side. Yeah.
I bet you get a lot of people asking, though, don't you?
It's a great opportunity. Yeah, it's a fun job, really. You know, you're out there talking to people about recycling, but you're also enjoying the festival at the same time. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Look, Chris, thanks so much for talking to us, and more power to your elbows.
Great, great to speak to you. Thank you. Cheers.